Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, and I am in the middle of Fort Point Channel in a beautifully upholstered chair with artist Heidi Kaiser. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Adam.
Where are we?
We are between the Summer Street and Congress Street bridges in the Fort Point Channel in Boston Harbor.
On?
On an 8x8 floating platform, complete with living room.
You've got a lounge chair, which I'm enjoying here. You've got your feet up on an ottoman here. End table, lamp.
And a mailbox.
And it's floating in the middle of Fort Point Channel. Is this like a guerrilla art action, or do you have permission to be here doing this?
I have permission to be here. It's actually funded by the Friends of Fort Point Channel and the Fort Point artist community. And there's also partial funding from Boston Cyber Arts and New England Foundation for the Arts. It's a floating art project.
How long have you been doing this?
It'll be a month tomorrow. It has gone through a number of different models. The first one that I did was I put out a for rent sign, and I actually got comments on my website as if it was really for rent. And no, it's not really for rent, but I did that, and then I came in and I rented the place, and I put up the picket fence, and then I moved in an office, and I had the office here for about a week, and I would come out here and actually do some work and write some letters, and then I decided I needed a way to mail my letters, so I put up the mailbox. And people actually wrote me letters, and someone brought them out here in a boat and put them in my mailbox. I haven't checked the mail today. There might be mail in there.
Okay, so that invites the question, how have people reacted?
Extremely positively, except for those random people who just want to yell at me from the bridges, because I can't really respond.
What did they say?
What are you doing? What the heck are you doing?
Well, that's a perfectly legitimate question. Okay,
why
we have
are
to
you
admit
doing
that.
Yeah, that's legitimate, sure. And I try to respond as best as I can.
What do you say?
Well, when I was putting up the fence, somebody asked me what I was doing, and I said I was putting up a fence. And then they said, well, why are you putting up the fence? Ain't like nobody can come get you.
It is a pretty defensible position. You have a moat.
I do. I have a very large moat. Although I have invited a lot of people to get themselves here however they can. And so far, only two people have made the voyage.
How did they get here?
One person arrived by water taxi, and the other person got a kayak and kayaked out here and surprised me with beer on a hot day.
Nice.
They came up on the dock, and we had a lovely time.
I bet. Just to remind the listeners, we are sitting in this living room, which is on a floating 8x8 dock in the middle of Fort Point Channel. It's kind of blowing my mind, but has this gotten old to you yet?
No, I don't think so. I think that every time I come out here, it just takes you outside of your perspective. It makes you look at objects differently. You know, that chair that you're sitting in right now looks a lot better sitting on this dock than it did in the corner of Goodwill.
What does it mean?
I think that I just want people to figure that out for themselves.
I guess I'm sort of experiencing it as a commentary on the shortage of housing around here.
I think that that's only one part of it. I had this dock built by Great Northern Docks Company in Maine, and I wanted it to be this small. I was thinking about the size of a cubicle, and I was thinking about the size of an urban patio, an urban living room, and my own artist studio in the South End, which is about all I can afford, is 100 square feet. But so I was thinking about the cost of housing and the cost of space, but I was also thinking not only about the cost, but of these shared ideas of space and of success. The picket fence to me is the symbol of success, and I'm wearing a business suit right now, and I wear it every time I come out here because I feel like this is another symbol of success and power, maybe. You know, you get space, you get a job, you try to do everything that you think is the American dream.
Are you sort of asserting the idea that you've made it now because you have waterfront real estate?
Sure, and I have a picket fence and I can wear a suit. I made it.
Well, Heidi Kaiser, Thank you for inviting me to your parlor. I think I'll have to bring some Dramamine next time I come over.
I know, it's a little choppy today, but the chair's comfortable, right?
It's very comfortable. Thank you. And we have pictures of Heidi in her floating living room at RadioBoston.org. But if you want to see it in person, there's not much time left. She's pulling up anchor at the end of the day tomorrow. By the way, after we taped that interview, a guy who works nearby figured that she looked hungry and lowered down a pineapple on a rope from the Summer Street Bridge. So,
so Adam, now I understand, and this was a question that I was wondering, how does she eat? She counts on the kindness of strangers. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, he neglected to lower a knife, and I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a pineapple with your bare hands, but it's not easy.
There's a challenge. Okay.